Thank the Lord for the meeting so far. I've been feasting. I hope you have been also. I need your prayers. Most of all, we need the continued blessing of the Holy Spirit here today. I have a burden on my heart that I feel like the Lord would have me to share with you. Brother Larry, yesterday morning, brought out something and made a statement that stuck out with me. Said something to the effect that our mind is the devil's battleground. Thinking some this afternoon about our mind and about how the enemy wants to use our mind. How he wants to use our mind to bring confusion and deception to us. You know, there's a lot of darkness in the world today. It's a lot of confusion, a lot of not knowing the way, not knowing the truth. What is truth? Is there truth still today? I hear one thing on one hand, I hear something else on another. I see a group here and I see a group there. I'm confused. I don't know which way to turn. You know, that's not the Lord's plan. That we be in confusion. I'd like to begin with a scripture in 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter. Second Corinthians 4, and beginning with the 3rd verse. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. He's blinded their minds. He's put blinders over their minds that they can't see the way. You know, the enemy would like to do that to each one of us. Would like to cloud our vision, would like to cloud our understanding, would like to bring confusion to our minds that I don't know where I stand. I don't know anymore. I used to believe this. I used to have a confidence, and now that's shaken. Now I don't know the way. He wants to bring confusion to our minds. He wants to cloud our vision, cloud our understanding of the way. I'd like to look at a scripture in Proverbs. Proverbs 14. You know, the world places a very high importance, a very high value on our intellect and on our ability to reason. On our ability, our mind, our ability to think through things, to come to a logical and an intelligent conclusion. You know they esteem that? You know the world worships that today? If we can reason and come to a conclusion, in my mind that makes sense and that's logical, that's the way to take. But oh, I think of the scripture here, Proverbs 14, the 12th verse. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. You know, left to our own understanding, left to our own ways, we'd all go astray. We'd each one find ourselves lost. Find ourselves in a place that we're blinded. We have not an understanding, a vision of the truth, of the light that the Lord has sent through His Word. There's a way which seemeth right. Our intellect. It seems right. I've come through this. I've thought through this. Perhaps for years. And I've come to a conclusion. And you know, even sometimes whenever that conclusion, whenever my way of thinking is contrary to the Word of God, you know I'll still follow that. You know the devil wants to get me in the place that I would worship my intellect. That I would worship my reasoning. My ability to think, my way of thinking. But all I want us to realize this afternoon, that I'm prone to error. I'm prone without the Lord's help, without the guidance of His Word and His Holy Spirit. I'm prone to go astray. I'm prone to lose my way. There's not within me an ability to find the way. But oh, how many have tried. How many have gone, discarded what the Lord has sent. said, I'll find my own way. I'll think through it. This makes sense. I hear this reasoning. It appeals to me. It's logical to me. And we go contrary to the Word of God. You know, it says in one place, the preaching of the cross is what? Logical? The preaching of the cross is foolishness to them which perish. But to those that believe, it's power. It can be a power to us, but it's foolishness. It's not something that, if I depend on my reasoning, is going to make sense. Why would I deny myself? Why would I take the way of the cross? That's not logical to me. That doesn't appeal to my reasoning. That doesn't appeal to my flesh. But it's the way of truth. It's the way of the Word of God. And it's the way that leads to life everlasting. I'd like to look, turn over now to the 19th chapter of Proverbs. Proverbs 19 and the 20th verse. Hear counsel, receive instruction. Thou mayest be wise in the latter end. You know, we're going to have to realize the fallibility of our thinking and of our reasoning, that we would seek understanding. Oh, if we don't see clearly, if there's some confusion in my mind, that we would seek, Lord, clear this up. Lord, help me to see the way clearly. There are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand. My opinions can be waived. The things that I believe, the way that I think, it can be altered. It can be affected by the things I see around me, by the winds of doctrine that I feel blowing. The devil can use my mind as a tool. He can turn that against me. But oh, if I'll look unto something that's solid, something that's steadfast, if I'll be willing to submit my reasoning and my mind unto the Lord, consecrate that wholly to Him, then He can direct and He can guide us. I'd like to look also at the first chapter of Proverbs. Proverbs 1 and 28. Then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. For that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would none of my counsel. They despised all my reproof. Oh, we heard a message about kicked and despised. May the Lord help us to esteem His Word, to esteem His counsel, to esteem the way of the cross, the way that He has laid before us. This is the way. Walk ye in it, that I not turn from it, that I not deviate from it. It says in one place to buy the truth and sell it not. I put a high price on that. Lord, I need Your counsel. I realize I'll go astray. I realize that, oh, my reasoning may sound so right to me. The way that I think I'm going may be so logical. It may make sense. I know it seemeth right unto me. But look at the end of it. You know, whenever you're in that place, though, you may not be able to see the end. May the Lord help us to examine ourselves. Lord, I subject my way of thinking to You. I subject my mind, my reasoning to You. Search me. Try me, Lord. See if there's anywhere that I'm going astray. See if there's anything in my thinking that could lead me down the wrong path. We must be willing to allow the Lord to do that. Willing to lay ourselves down. Lord, I esteem Your Word. I esteem Your counsel. It says in one place, to be carnally minded, I believe, is death. Oh, how easy it is whenever we turn to our own reasoning for it to be tainted, for it to want to appeal to my carnal mind, to the flesh. Oh, I'm going to take this way and look at it through the tainted glasses of carnality. That the things that I look through, they're tainted. It gives me a distorted picture, a distorted image of what's really there. Oh, we must be spiritually minded. We must have discernment of the Lord. You know, you can reason through anything. If you want something badly enough, and how many times have you seen it? Can we look about us, somebody that wants something. And you know, they'll find a way of getting it. It may take years. It may take sitting amongst us for years. But the devil is patient. If he can get their mind, their thinking, going down the wrong path, sooner or later, I'll give you just one example. I think of how rampant double marriage is. Adultery in our land. You know, when someone finds themselves in that place, in a natural desire to obtain a companion, you know, even if they've known the truth, the enemy can come in and begin working, and begin working, and begin chipping away at that thing, their reasoning, their mind, and turn them around to where now it seems right unto me. There's a way that seems right unto me. But the Lord doesn't ask us to seek or follow our own reasoning, to follow our own mind. He's given us the way that we're to take. He's given us the instruction. And any deviation from that will be trouble unto us. I think of a verse of a song that says, "Had I the choosing of my pathway." Does somebody get that? Maybe we could sing that verse. Do you believe that? God's way is best. Had I the choosing of my own pathway, oh, it would be a way that was easy. It'd be a way that would be comfortable to me. It'd be a way to me that was logical. It would be a way that was easy on the flesh. Had I the choosing of my pathway, in blindness I would go astray. We're going to have to realize that our thinking is fallible. Lord, I need Your guidance. I need Your counsel. We need that light to shine upon our pathway. You know, we read in Revelation, we won't go into it, about Babylon. And it refers to a time, a period of time in history, that there would be a cloudy day. There would be a day that there's some light mixed with some darkness. We were driving to service a while back, and it was one of those days, completely overcast and gloomy looking as far as the light. And I thought of that. Oh, I couldn't even see where the source of the light was. There was some light, but it was also cloudiness. You know, in men's hearts, there was a time when that was prevalent, whenever there wasn't a clear image of the truth, a clear image of light to man. You know, we can find ourselves again in that place. I'd like to look at Zechariah concerning that. Zechariah 14. "And it shall come to pass, 14:6, in that day, that the light shall not be clear, nor dark." Confusion. You know that's what Babylon is? It's confusion. There is some light, but it's mixed with darkness. "That light shall not be clear, nor dark. But it shall be one day which shall be known to the Lord, not day nor night. But it shall come to pass that at evening time it shall be light." Aren't you thankful for that light? Aren't you thankful that we can have our path illuminated? Oh, it would be a depressing picture, would it not, if we had to stop it. "Had I the choosing of my pathway, and blindness I would go astray." And that's the end of it. Left to my own devices. Left to find my own way. But the Lord has sent His light to guide us. You know, I believe that many people are confused. I believe the enemy is trying to work in this area, trying to disperse the light, trying to cause it to become a cloudy day in the minds of mankind so that I can't clearly see the light. I can't clearly see. I see there's some light, but I'm confused. I don't see clearly the way to take. I don't see my direction anymore. It's muddled in my mind. My mind is confused. You know, 1 Corinthians 14 and 33 said God is not the author of confusion. God is not behind that. It's not God's will that we labor under confusion, that we not know our way, that we not know where we stand. God's not the author of it. But the enemy would like to bring us to that place. A place of confusion. A place where he can come in and begin to work. And you know, it probably won't be long when we're in that place. If we continue on that way, that will in our minds not be confused anymore. We in our minds will suddenly know the way that I'm supposed to take. But wait a minute. It's not lining up. Something happens somewhere down the way. Deception. Oh, you know, it's a frightening thing for me to think of. To be in a place where I'm in the way that seems right unto me. And I can't see my error. May the Lord help us to esteem the light, to esteem the truth that He's given. Psalms 32 and 8. It says, Psalms 32 and 8, I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way that thou shalt go, and I will guide thee with mine eye. Aren't you thankful for that? That we can have one that says in one place, you'll hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. He's not turned us loose out in this dark world without showing us the way. If we'll listen to it, if we'll be willing, it says, I'll guide thee with mine eye. You know, I believe we're going to have to be close to Him to be able to see that, to be able to hear that still small voice leading and directing us. You know, you can see many times before somebody gets into a place of confusion, deception, not knowing the way to go, a spiritual decline, a slackening of pace in their walk with the Lord, a little bit of drifting away, a little bit of getting lukewarm, a little bit of the cares of this life coming in, and I begin to find myself confused. I begin to find myself, my mind is getting clouded. We're going to have to be close to the Lord. We're going to have to be willing to watch that eye. Have to be willing to listen for that still small voice. I'd like to look at Revelations, the third chapter. Revelation 3. In 15, angel speaking to the church of the Laodiceans here, said, I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. You know, lukewarmness will breed confusion. Lukewarmness will breed a state of confusion in our minds that we not see clearly anymore. It says here, you'll say, I'm rich and increased with goods, but not see your true state, not see the true condition of your soul, and realize you're wretched and miserable and poor and naked. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. It's the Lord's will tonight, today, that we see clearly, that we be able to see Zion, that we be able to see the clear picture that He has for us. It's not confusion. Oh, if we're in a place of confusion, I don't know where I stand in my walk with the Lord. There are some things that have come up. The devils begin speaking to me. I hear someone saying this, and I hear someone else saying that. I don't know the way to take. Oh, and I'm getting in the place where You know, the devil wants to discourage us then. There's no clear way. Listen to this over here. Listen to that. Confusion sets in. I might as well throw it in. But oh man, I encourage you today. God's not the author of confusion. It's not His will that we labor under confusion, but that we be able to see clearly. That our eyesight, anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see clearly. That's His will for us today. Oh, the snares and the traps and the pitfalls that are out there. I want to be able to see clearly. I want to see the pathway that I'm taking. I don't want to, in blindness, go astray. 2 Corinthians, in closing, the 11th chapter. Second Corinthians 11 and the 3rd verse says, "But I fear, lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ." You know, you think back to what happened there in the garden. How was the devil able to cause Eve to fall? He appealed to her. In what way? To her mind, to her reasoning. Let me present this idea to you. Listen to this and see if this doesn't sound logical to you. If you eat of this, now why would God tell me not to partake of that? That doesn't make sense to me. Now why would God put all this out here in the garden? And here's this one thing. And the devil comes along, begins talking to him, begins speaking. Now, why don't you take this way? Why don't you take another way that seems to make sense? "Lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve, that your minds not be corrupted from the simplicity that's in Christ." Oh, we don't have to confuse this. We don't have to complicate this. The simplicity of the gospel. We can always come back to that. When the devil begins coming in like a flood, trying to bring confusion, trying to muddle the waters and our eyesight, we can come back to the simplicity of the gospel. The Lord can anoint our eyes that we can see. You know, we're going to have to realize we're not seeing clearly. We're going to have to realize I'm confused. You know, that's hard to say. That's hard to confess. I'm confused. I don't know the way. I don't understand. I don't know where I am. But oh, if we can come to that place, if we're in a state of confusion, to come to the place, "Lord, I need Your counsel. I realize I've been following after my own. I realize I've been listening to the old flesh that's trying to whisper in my ear. Lord, I need Your direction. I need to be able to see clearly." Think of where, I believe it was David, said, "Search me, O God. Know my heart. Try me. Know my thoughts. See if there be any wicked way in me. Lord, I need You to examine me. I want You to illuminate anything that's unlike You. Any way that I may be taking that would lead me astray. Lord, search me. Point that out. Illuminate that. It may be painful to see myself, but oh, I'd rather see it today than on that judgment day. I want to be found faithful. Pray for me."